Your Seattle Mariners are back at it after quite a busy offseason. The Mariners have a new GM, a new manager, and a new approach to the game, namely analytics. Yes, this season, the Grand Salamis will all be backed by research. ESPN's Jim Capel writes about baseball, and I asked him about the number crunching the Mariners are up to this year.
Well, Moneyball and analytics, it's about studying a lot of different other stats, metrics, and analyzing it and getting more specific results and numbers and things that are really that they think will help you more.
As opposed to what? I thought baseball was always hugely about numbers.
It is interesting because, yeah, baseball has always been about numbers, but now they're just adding more and more numbers to it, as we do with everything in life.
Right.
But, yeah, they're getting just more precise in things like they'll record how fast the ball is going off the bat in addition to how fast the pitcher is throwing it, all sorts of different things. And we will see whether it makes a difference. I still believe that it comes down to the people on the field, and the Moneyball research analytics is used about sort of basically picking, well, who would be a good player in this position rather than this person based on looking really at all the stats and where he should be playing and all that sort of thing.
So you think it's a bunch of hoo-ha?
I don't think it's hoo-ha. I think it is overemphasized, just like I probably overemphasize other things. And I really admire and like Joe Maddon, who's the manager of the Chicago Cubs. He is a very big analytics guy. But as much as he relies on that sort of thing, he also understands it is a game played by human athletes, and you must relate to them, and they must be encouraged and inspired to do their best. And that's why he is such a great manager. He looks at both sides of it and understands and really appreciates both sides.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, my fuzzy grasp is that there was a time when we kind of went by instinct and we loved to see the ball, you know, sail out of the park. But if you really want to win, supposedly, look at what actually happens, not the myths of baseball about what's going to make you win. Is that the idea? Look to the data.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's basically looking at a player and saying, okay, here's what he did. Here's what we saw him do. Well, was he just fortunate in that situation, or was there bad luck going against him? Let's look at how he hit the ball. Let's see where he hit the ball. Let's see where the players were playing. If the batter is going to hit the ball to the left side of the field, well, then let's move the players over to that side of the field so we'll be able to defend them better. All these little things, they all add up to a lot, and that's what the analytics do. On the other hand, it's still a game. And whoever scores the most runs is still going to win.
Will I see anything different from the bleachers or on TV when I watch the Mariners this season?
What you will see differently on the field, and not so much because, I mean, this is not to say that they haven't done this in the past. They've been doing analytics for a while just like everybody else. It'll be more so with Jerry Dipoto as their general manager. However, you will see defensive shifts. Are the things that you will notice from the stands.
That's where instead of infielders standing in the old traditional place, look, players tend to pull, as we say, pull the ball, hit it more this way than that way. So everybody move over. Forget what it traditionally looked like.
Exactly. That's what you see from the stands. You could also look at the scoreboard and you would see some of the advanced statistics that they'll put up there, that sort of thing. But the thing that you're going to actually notice is the shifts. The other things you'll have to read about or study, or you know, you'll look it up on your phone or whatever. But those are the things that you notice from the stands.
Bottom line, Mariners in the World Series then, it sounds like, this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we all know that. We all live in Seattle. We all know that the Mariners always go to the World Series. And they will be playing the Cubs. And then, of course, the temperature of hell will drop to below 32, and then the world will end.
That was ESPN baseball writer Jim Capel there. 161 games to go in the season. The Mariners are 0-1, and they play the Rangers in Texas tonight, 5 o'clock.